Well, Wild Card Wednesday has started off on a high note as far as I'm concerned. 224 area code for Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday requested a little Weird Al. You know, we could do Weird Al Wednesday. Did we ever think of Weird Al Wednesday?
It was submitted.
Never
did it all, though.
Okay. Because he's only got about 7 billion songs. I love Weird Al. He is a genius. All right. Welcome back to the show. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN here until 5 a.m. 312-981-7200. Again, if you want to text in your requests for Wild Card Wednesday. All right. I have this story here that I'm going to read about nature's a-holes, the red-winged blackbirds that are known to swoop down on humans. And I was hoping that, you know, you guys have thought about this and would care to tell your stories with nature if you have had some bad run-ins with animals.
Animal stories!
So we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. I think everybody has at least 2-3 good stories about, you know, conflicts with animals. I've got a few. I know I'm pretty sure that once we open up the phone lines and the text lines, which are open right now, that we're going to get some great stories. I will read this story that is entitled Nature's A-Holes, the Red-Winged Blackbirds. We'll get to that in a few seconds. I have to say this, and I just think birds are jerks anyway. I don't know. How about hey Vic? How about the scene in Raging Bull? Which Vic, thank you for coming again last night to the screening of Raging Bull. The scene where like he brings Kathy Moriarty back to his house and he's showing her around the apartment. And he goes,
that was awesome.
He goes, he points to a bird cage. He goes, that's a bird. Well, it was a bird. It's dead now.
It's dead now. That had to be one of those improvised.
Yeah.
That was
fantastic. So anyway, does anybody have any encounters with birds? Did anybody ever been attacked by a bird? Vic?
I almost was.
You almost were? What? How does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, by geese.
Oh, that's right. You went off on geese last week.
Geese are jerks.
Right.
And they always give me side eye when I'm walking by.
They give you side eye.
But
so they give you the stink eye.
Give me stink eye. I'll see them. They'll be eating or something. Then they look up and you can see them chewing and looking at you.
What are you doing in my neighborhood?
Right.
Man?
Or they'll honk at you and it's like, leave me alone. I'm just walking. I'm walking here.
I'm walking here. Okay. So geese almost killed you.
Right. So there's a pond behind a YMCA by my house.
Okay.
And I decided to go over there and I'm like, I'm going to feed the ducks and whatever's over there. And it was just a bunch of geese.
No.
I ran out of bread.
They'll kill you.
Yeah. They start honking. It was a group of them. Yeah. They start honking at me and I'm like, I don't have any more bread. And they just keep getting closer to me. I just had to run away.
That's a bad idea, Esmeralda. That's a real bad idea.
I thought I was going to be friends with the geese. Mm. That's when my hatred of geese started.
That's why you get the side eye. They know that you don't have enough food. That's why they give you the stink eye. Oh, man. And like they'll be there going, oh, man, this is the one that's going to tease us with the food. Feed a couple of us and then let the rest of us starve.
Man, I had a lot of bread, too. And I was like, I'm out of bread, guys.
Give her the stink eye. She ran out of bread. Vic, you ever been attacked by birds?
No, never birds.
No. Okay. How about you, Dan? Any situation with birds?
No birds attack.
Okay.
No.
I was sitting in my apartment one afternoon. This is when I was living in Andersonville. And I'm just sitting there watching TV, and suddenly a bird flies through my apartment. And I was like, what the hell? It totally freaked me out. Completely freaked me out. And so this bird is flying around in my apartment, so I start freaking out, and it wasn't like it was a giant condor or anything. I don't even know what kind of bird it was. It was a small bird, relatively harmless, but I had always heard that. You guys ever hear the superstition about like a bird in your house is bad luck, somebody's going to die? There are bird superstitions. Like if birds gather on your house or birds gather on someone's house, there's going to be a death in the family. That's like an old, stupid superstition. But if a bird gets in your house and flies around, it's supposed to be bad luck. So I get a broom. I start running around, and I open the back door. I get the back door wide open, and the damn thing will not go out the back door. I was just trying to give it freedom because I'm sure it was scared, and it didn't want to be in my apartment. You know? Like the bird's flying around going, why is this guy watching wrestling at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? I don't understand. I need to get out of here. And I was trying to help him. So I open up the back door. I got the screen door open. I'm going, come this way, bird. So finally he leaves, and he's like, I'm going to go. But anyway, I swat the broom at him. He finally goes out the back door. I close the door, and then I'm looking around, and one of the windows in my kitchen was in the corner of the kitchen, and it was one of those windows that actually the top window was able to open by pulling it down. And I never knew that. I never even knew that that was a possibility. That, like, the window was the top window, you could actually open it by pulling it down. And evidently it got loose and it was open. And I didn't know it. And that's how it got in. And it was flying around the room, and it was freaking me out, man. But it did not attack. I will say it didn't attack me because it was freaked out. It didn't want, you know, like I said, it came in. Suddenly it's outside going, hi, I'm out here having what? Where am I? This is a kitchen of some kind, you know. But it did not. I won't say that it did. It didn't swoop at me and try and kill me. Whereas the geese wanted to kill Esmeralda.
Yeah, they wanted blood.
They wanted blood, and they were giving you the stink eye before they went in for the kill. That's one of the easy known characteristics of a goose. They will give you the stink eye before killing you. So.
So I've evaded death many times.
Absolutely.
Death by goose.
Now, Steve, the limo driver, is on the phone. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick, remember on The Sopranos when Christopher was having his made man ceremony, there was a bird on the windowsill, and he had all that bad luck afterwards.
Wow. Yeah, I remember. That's a thing, right, Steve? I mean, that is like a superstition.
Yeah, I think it goes back. And then I think the bird has to be in the house, like you were saying, for the bad luck.
For the bad luck. I had heard that not only it's bad luck to have a bird in your house, but if they start gathering on the roof of your house or gathering on your house, someone's going to die. That's the other superstition that I heard.
Then on Seinfeld, Elaine got attacked by a bird because she had a big, giant head.
Because her head was too big. Because the guy she breaks up with calls her Big Head.
You gotta love TV.
You do. All right, Steve.
Hey,
thanks.
I just saw two deer on the side of the road here in Bensonville.
Did they try to kill you?
No, they were. I think drinking water.
Drink water. Okay. Well, don't freak them out, Steve. Okay. All right, buddy. Take care. See you later. Okay. Take care. Steve drives in a wind tunnel. Every time he calls in, doesn't it sound like he's. Doesn't sound like he's driving through, like he, Helen Hunt, and Bill Paxton are driving through a Texas town. Boy, that's a reference that five people are going to get. Dan, did you get that?
I did get it.
Thank you. Vic?
Yep.
You got it?
Yep.
Esmeralda? Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt?
Because of that tornado movie?
That's right. All right. Everybody got it. All okay. Right.
I was making sure. I was like, wait, is that what the...
It's from Twister.
Yeah.
That movie rules. Here's a little piece of trivia for you in case you want to, you know, if you want to impress people at a party, guys. You can ask people, hey, do you know what movie is playing at the drive-in in the movie Twister when the Twister tears, right before the Twister tears apart the drive-in?
I think I know.
Oh, you do?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've seen Twister about 8 million times. It's one of those movies, I love Twister. It's a really stupid movie, but I love it. Do you know, Esmeralda, what movie is playing at the drive-in?
No clue.
Dan, do you know what movie is playing at the drive-in in Twister when the Twister comes in and blows up the drive-in? Do you remember? Dan?
I know you told me this before. I don't remember, though.
Okay. What do you think it is, Vic?
I think it's The Shining.
You are absolutely right!
I had to Google the name of the movie, but I remember that scene where he says, here's Johnny.
Yeah.
I didn't remember the name.
Right before the tornado tears up that drive. It's at the here's Johnny scene.
Yep.
That movie rules. Twister. Oh, we have a bird story. Someone calling in with a bird story. All right, hang on a second. We'll get to you. Janine, hang on. And we are talking about animals attacking. If you've had bad experience with nature and animals, and even if it's domesticated pets. So, and right now we're talking about the winged creatures. And we'll get your stories coming up right after we break here.
You want to back off them hogs?
Wow.
10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger.
That's
them
right.
Hogs is getting intense up here.
Wild Card Wednesday gets wilder. Trucker Adam requested the classic C.W. McCall Convoy, and he dedicates this to all the other truckers on the road who are tearing it up on the asphalt, keeping America running. Yeah! Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. If you weren't around in the 70s, you didn't experience the insane CB craze. This is something that people don't remember unless you lived through it. And that song, by the way, that ridiculous song was like a number one hit and inspired a movie with Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw, incredibly directed by Sam Peckinpah. Yeah, Sam Peckinpah, who did The Wild Bunch. And, man, the CB craze, I mean, you know, Smokey and the Bandit came out of that. Yeah, if you weren't around, you missed it. I bet, Esmeralda, you must be very upset that you missed the incredible CB craze.
Well, I would love to have a handle.
You do. You have a Fly James handle.
Oh,
you would still be Esmeralda the Heartmelda.
Breaker 1-9er.
Breaker 1-9. This is Esmeralda the Heartmelda. What's your 20? And everybody knew the lingo, too. Like, it became a thing. Everybody got CBs.
So this is before chat rooms.
The original chat room was the CB. You're out on the road with your CB. You got a handle. Yeah, there's Smokey coming up on your tail. Get back. That was one of the unfortunate fads of the 70s. And only in the 70s would a song like that be number one for 15 weeks straight. I was saying. All right. Birds and animals. We'll tell you the story about red-winged blackbirds that seem to swoop at everybody and are very aggressive birds. And we're talking about you being attacked by nature's a-holes, animals. And you can't, like I said, we're talking about people telling animal stories. You got to give credit to the one, the only, the late great Larry Luchak. Because nobody can tell stories about animals on the radio, especially on an AM radio station in Chicago, and not acknowledge the one, the only, the fantastic Larry Luchak. All right. Janine has a bird story. Hi, Janine.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
I got to balance out your negative bird story with a really good bird story.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
My stepmom was passing in 1994, making the transition. She had lung cancer, and, you know, she was 59, and both of her parents were still alive. And, you know, it's real tough to see a child pass. And anyway, we're gathered around her bed and stuff as she's passing. Well, at the same time, her spirit was leaving her body. This little robin was at her parents' condo apartment on the top floor, sitting on the balcony iron wrought ledge. And this little damn...
Hey, Janine.
Janine, did you use your timeshare last year? Have you booked it yet for this year? That's the number one reason people contact Timeshare Exit Team, to get out of their...
Okay. What?
Hey, folks, the delay button's right next to the spot fire
button.
Oh,
is that what... That's what happened?
That's what
happened. So everybody heard the S word then?
Maybe.
Okay, I got to get Janine. Janine, you can't swear. Janine? Janine,
yeah.
You can't swear. You said the S word.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah, you can't do that. So you can tell the story. So the little bird is there. The robin is there. Continue with the story. I want to hear the story, but you can't swear.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This little son of a dog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
That's okay. Go ahead.
This little son of a gun.
Yes.
Was trying to get into the sliding door. I mean, would just basically fly into it and then go back and sit down on this wrought iron ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the parents, you know, told the story later, and us kids and my dad were sitting around going, well, she was passing. It was probably her way of saying, bye.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, that, yeah, a lot of people believe that kind of stuff happens, you know. It's there are no coincidences, some people think, in the world. That's pretty cool. All right, listen, sorry, Janine, we have to hit the news. I really appreciate you calling. And by the way, for those little behind the scenes, as Dan said, evidently in the producer's room, the dump button is right next to the commercial button where you press the button to play the commercials. That's what happened. I thought that was pretty funny. I think that's pretty funny that it's Cochran covered up the S word. All right, we got a break. Are we okay now? Can I press a button?
Yes, we are good.
We're going to be all right. Okay, I'm going to press a button here, and hopefully a commercial will play. Janine, thank you for the story. We'll take a break. The news is up next, and then we'll come back with more of your nightmare nature stories with animals.
We can.
Wow. 815 area code requesting a dark song by Randy Newman. Let's Burn Down the Cornfield. I'm assuming 815 area code just wants to piss off the crows. Since we're talking about birds and stink eyes and stuff. 312-981-7200. And we are talking about crazy animal stories. And so, what now, Esmeralda? Do you have an animal that almost killed you? I assume
there
that
hasn't
you
hasn't been any that almost killed me.
Well, that you've had like an encounter with that was not pleasant.
I almost hit a skunk.
Oh no!
I was going home to my parents' house, and it was night, and I.
Oh,
I,
and it was it a J-Town skunk?
It was a J-Town.
Oh,
skunk.
Those are the worst.
And I was driving my car, and it was I used to have an '89 Cabriolet, Volkswagen.
Oh, that's fantastic!
And I had the top down, and I'm just going through the neighborhood, and I'm at a stop sign, and there's a skunk right in front of me, and there's
good.
No, and I'm just frightened because I don't want it to.
Yeah. You know, to spray you.
Yeah, to spray me, especially with the top down. And then it walked away, thank goodness.
Oh,
but there was a good 5 minutes where I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Let me tell you something. I have, and from personal experience, you do not want to be sprayed by a skunk. I have.
Yeah, no, I would have waited all night for that thing to move.
Okay, this is when I lived at the honeybee complex. Have I ever mentioned the honeybee complex?
Not at all.
Okay, I can't believe I've not mentioned it. You've been on the show now since like September, right?
Pretty much. Yeah,
and I've never mentioned the honeybee complex.
No, is that? It sounds like you were on Lost.
Okay, here's the thing. When I lived with Mr. Scott Oaken, who busted three chairs at a Hooters and Bryan Adams concert. Busted three chairs. Vic, I want you to know, my friend busted, he was jamming so hard, he busted three chairs, busted through three chairs at the Rosemont Horizon, during Hooters opening act, and then twice, two more chairs went and were busted at a Bryan Adams show, during Bryan Adams.
Excited.
That's how hard he rocks.
Wow.
So, anyway, I lived with him, and we lived in the Honeybee Complex. And this was like on Foster, just west of Cumberland. Now, I don't know if you've ever driven around in that area near O'Hare on the northwest side, but they have these apartment complexes that all look exactly the same. Like when they were put together, I'm imagining that they were built like in the 60s or the 70s. And they just said, all right, every apartment complex for the next 2 miles on either side are going to look exactly the same, to the point where you could literally, like, forget where you live. Like, you could go to the wrong place. You could go to the wrong complex. Because they looked exactly the same. Luckily, the Honeybee Complex was the first in the set of complexes. So we would never, like, get lost. Because we knew that we were in the first complex. Now, if you were in the second or the third, you'd be like, oh, wait, which one do I live in? Because they all are set up exactly the same. So we lived in the Honeybee Complex. And we lived, it's very close to a place, a bar, called the North Woods, which is on Cumberland, right off the Kennedy. If you get off at the Cumberland Expressway, it's right off the Kennedy. There used to be, it was in like a strip mall, this bar called the North Woods. I think it might still be there. If you know if the North Woods is on Cumberland is still around, let me know. And it was this bar, and it was in like, it was next to, it was by a White Hen, which I know is not there anymore because they don't have White Hens anymore. But it was like by a White Hen was there, and I think there was a laundromat. There was the North Woods Bar, and then Plush Pup, which was like a hot dog joint. So it was that was our entertainment complex near the Honeybee Complex. So that was like that was our neighborhood entertainment was that place. So we would go to North Woods all the time, and we would drink there all the time when we were living at the Honeybee Complex. So we would go, you know, like our friends would meet us, and Scott and I would walk over. And we would, you know, have a bunch of drinks, and then, like, inevitably, you could, because they had takeout at Northwoods, we would get a bunch of beer and go back to our apartment, and we'd end up watching SportsCenter all night. Or this was at the time when Beavis and Butthead was on all the time. We would watch Beavis and Butthead. This, by the way, was during the O.J. Simpson thing happened, like, right around this time. Like, the Bronco chase happened, like, right around this time. I can't wait to get home and see the last episode. Anyway. So I was coming back from the North Woods bar, and I had had, you know, a couple, as I had been known to do in my day. And I was a little drunk, and I was coming home, and I was walking down the gangway where there was a bunch of bushes and a bunch of trees. And I don't know if you know the area at all, Esmeralda, but there are a lot of, like, forest preserves in that area. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right by O'Hare, and in that area there are a ton of forest preserves, and, you know, so a lot of crazy animals and deer and things, they tend to be spotted around that area. So I'm walking back, and I'm going, hey, and I'm alone. Scott was at work or something, and I'm walking back home, and then I get up close, and I hear something go in the bushes, and I'm like, what the hell, you know? But I was drunk, so I didn't care, because if I were sober, I would have freaked out. But I was drunk, and I was like, all right. So I get to the back door, and I'm going in through the back door, which is, you know, the entrance to the lobby to go up the back stairs. And I walk up, and I hear, and I bend over, and I look, and there it is. There's the skunk. And I was like, oh, and I almost said the S word, the word that Janine said on the air. I almost got that word out, and all of a sudden, poof, I got nailed. And this thing nailed me from my hip down. It got me. And it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I threw out the shirt I had on. I threw out the pants, the underwear. I had to do tomato juice to get the stench off of me. And that's not a lie. It's tomato juice or tomato product or something. But I went directly to, like, V8 and just poured it all over me. I take, like, 10 showers, did the V8. It was unbelievable. So thank God, Esmeralda, that you did not hit that skunk.
I was prepared to sit there all night and or back up all the way to the front of the subdivision.
And you would never be able to get that smell out of your car. Because, if you hit that thing and it gets into your exhaust, or it gets into your, like, air conditioned unit, or your, you know, your vents? Oh, my God.
Well, and I had the top down
on
my car.
Oh, that would have been a nightmare.
I was real scared.
That would have been a nightmare. So, yeah, I've been sprayed by a skunk. It's just, it is not
now,
good.
Now, how did you, so you coming home, you get sprayed.
Yeah.
And then what did you have to do in this, like?
I ran upstairs.
Did you have to wait for your roommate to come get you tomato juice?
Oh no, 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 no! I went upstairs. There was a. This is, here we go. No, here's what I did. I went upstairs. I got a garbage bag and I threw my clothes in the garbage bag, and tied it. Then I jumped in the shower and I took like a really hot, really long shower. And I got out and it was still smelling. So I put on clothes and there was a 24-hour gas station on the corner of Foster and Cumberland. And I went in there and I got a. they didn't have like the giant tomato juice thing, so I had to get like 9 of the small ones. Do you know that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I think
cans.
If I remember correctly, like they were like the plastic bottles, like the little plastic bottles. So I got like 5. If I remember correctly, because again, I was drunk. So keep this in mind. This all happened and I was drunk. And so I go to the gas station on the corner of Foster and Cumberland. It's a 24-hour gas station. I go in and I start grabbing all the tomato juice. The guy's looking at me like I'm crazy. And then I believe, you know, obviously he could smell me when I got up to the cash register. I think the guy was like, "Oh God," you know. So I grabbed it, and then when they ran, because I bought all of their tomato juice, so I ended up getting a bunch of V8s. So I got a bunch of V8 as well. So I did the whole thing, man. I just soaked in it. I was in the tub with a bunch of like tomato juice, and my, you know, and my butt and the part of my leg in this V8, scrubbing it down. And then finally, you know, it tapered off. I took another shower. I had to take like 5 showers, and I poured like, you know, 2 gallons of V8 and tomato juice on me. It was horrible. It was horrible. And then I was paranoid every time I came home at that point. Like, I would come home from the North Woods, and I'd be like, I'd be like really cautious. Sometimes I would go all the way around the front just to avoid the area, and it was a much longer walk. But I would just go all the way around the front. So, yeah, that was one of my encounters with a lovely animal. And boy, oh boy, it's not good to get sprayed by a skunk. It is not good. 773 area code sends a text that says, these red-winged a-holes swoop over my head several times in Wilmette when my hair was red. Now they're all around Nature Boardwalk in Lincoln Park, but they're less interested now that my hair is blonde. Carrie says, I was attacked on a golf course by a bunch of red-winged blackbirds. Boy, these things are evil. He says, they are evil. Geese are also very violent, especially if they have babies on the golf course. See, maybe you were, Esmeralda, maybe you they were being protective of their children, of their little baby geese.
I guess.
Yeah.
Just jerks in the making.
Just a bunch of jerks. Wow, we're finding out that there's a lot of text coming in. I guess these red-winged blackbirds are really, I guess they're really bad. I guess
this
is a big thing. I didn't realize that this was such a huge thing, but they are truly nature's a-holes.
It's happened to my mom. I don't know if it was those specifically, but I guess they had nested in a tree, like one of those tiny, short little bush tree, like an evergreen or whatever.
Yeah.
In our front.
In J-Town?
Yes, in J-Town. And every time you'd walk in to the front door, like they would try to freak out and sweep down at you because they had babies. They had a nest.
Right. I mean, that's what they're doing, is protecting their nest.
Right.
But still, I didn't know this was an epidemic. Evidently, I mean, this has touched a nerve. The red-winged blackbirds have touched a nerve in this city, in and around this city. Wow.
They probably, because they're not going to take it anymore.
They're not, man. All right. All right, well, hang on, everybody. We'll get to your animal stories here at 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Everybody hang on. We'll get to the phone calls right after we break for weather and traffic. Don requested Burning Heart. I've heard this before. No, I know. I've heard this. Who is this?
Vandenberg.
Vandenberg. Yeah, Vandenberg. By the way, it's Wild Card Wednesday. If you would like to hear a Wild Card Wednesday song, we got time and we got some. The requests will come in, so text them in. It's Wild Card Wednesday means any song, anytime, anywhere you will hear, you can request it. 312-981-7200, Wild Card Wednesday. Make your request of any song and any artist. 312-981-7200 for Wild Card Wednesday. All right, we've got some bunch of people who are on the line right now to talk about their encounters with nature and animals and jerk animals. Esmeralda was almost killed by a group of geese. A skunk almost poisoned her. I've been sprayed by a skunk. I've had a bird flying around in my apartment. And we've had some other issues as well, and I'll tell you about those. But here's Chris on WGN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I had an issue with wild turkey as well, delivering for Peapod. They wouldn't even let me get past into the cul-de-sac over in Wheaton off of Butterfield Road one time, and they were nasty. And the only way that I got by them was one of the stupid birds decided to jump on the hood of my car, and then I was able to take off and get through them.
Wow! But, so you were attacked by wild turkeys while you were trying to just deliver some groceries.
Right, and I don't know if maybe I had a turkey in my bag.
Maybe they knew you had a turkey. That's right. You probably had some turkey products in there, and they were just not happy about that.
Right. So, yeah, that was the worst one. I have been bitten by a dog, but
yeah.
That was when I was younger. But yeah. With the turkeys are probably, and the wild turkeys are probably the nastiest birds out there. They're even worse than the geese or anything flying.
You know, I know. I've heard that turkeys can be really, really mean and really nasty. And can just will just attack, but that's just so crazy. Your poor guy's just trying to deliver some groceries from Peapod. Here's a bunch of wild turkeys trying to kill him.
Well, wouldn't you be mad too if your whole species is being eaten?
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's the case of a lot of animals, Esmeralda.
Yeah, but this
we eat a lot of animals here.
Yeah, well, watch out for that cow revolution.
Yeah, they get mad too.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can play the Miami Vice theme for me at one time to help me get through these problem areas and delivering.
Miami Vice, that's what got you through. Okay, Chris, thanks. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. my parents have had some fantastic issues with animals. One time my dad went in the bathroom. My parents lived on the second floor apartment, and the upstairs apartment was being gutted, and they were remodeling it upstairs. So it was essentially just kind of an unfinished attic at this point. And if I remember correctly, the water heater was like a part that the pipes went upstairs into the building or to the apartment upstairs, the gutted out apartment upstairs, and there were some holes that were upstairs. So that an animal could get in and then possibly climb down and into the bathroom closet where my parents had kept their linens and stuff. And so my dad's in the bathroom. I can't remember if he was like he just got out of the shower or something. But he opens up the door and a squirrel flies out at him. And it scared the hell out of him. And my dad like completely freaked out. I mean, you'd freak out too if a squirrel like jumped out. And my dad, you know, like completely freaked out. And I think what happened was it flew directly into the shower. So my dad closed the shower because they had shower doors. So they closed the glass. My dad closed the glass shower door. The squirrel's in there, and they had to call animal control to come and get the squirrel out of their tub. This wild, insane squirrel that jumped out at my dad and ended up in the tub, and they had to call animal control to get it. One time my parents had, there was a possum on the back porch and it wouldn't leave. Now, have you ever had an encounter with a possum? Esmeralda, have you ever had an encounter with a possum?
I think so, but it was from far away. Like they were just walking through.
No, this thing was right on the back porch by the back door.
Oh, right. No, I've never been that
and
close.
And they are terrifying looking. They look like giant rats.
No, that's what I saw and I was like, is that, I don't know what that is.
Oh, they
and
are.
It was a possum.
They are glee, and they are scary looking, and we couldn't get this thing off the porch. It wouldn't leave because it was a possum. So we're going out, we're throwing water on it, and then it started hissing. I was still living with my folks at the time, and we go out, and we're like, we gotta get this damn thing off the. My mom almost had a heart attack when she saw it. She thought it was a rat. I mean, it looked like it. Seriously, this thing looked like a 15-pound rat. I'm not making it up. These things are ugly. So we're throwing water on it, trying to get it off the porch, and then it ran at us. We ran inside, closed the door, and then finally it was gone. You know, we didn't have to call animal control at that time, and it was gone. But that was the same house. That was the same house where later on the squirrel jumped out of the closet. So All right. Here's Duke on WGN. Hey, Duke.
Yes, how are you? Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I had an experience with the blackbirds, and the reason was there was a nest nearby.
Yeah.
And all they're doing, you know, is to try to shoo you away from the nest.
Right, right.
Yeah. So I think I experienced everything you spoke of. One day I'm sitting at home, and I had this little wall furnace, and something was rattling inside it. So I pulled off the front screen. Sure enough, there's a little wren in there. So now I got to chase him around the house to catch him. And finally, I had a little gallon bucket. He was sitting down on this counter or something. I managed to put the bucket over him.
Right.
Put a plate over that, then take him outside. The best one, though, is, and I think you were very lucky, I used to take my dog out to exercise her, a little black female lab.
Yep, all right.
She finds a skunk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and she gets nailed.
Yeah.
And I say you were lucky because I went through 2 gallons of tomato juice, never got the stench out of her.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is, Duke, that your dogs are covered in hair. And I'm not a very hairy person, and so you know, I think if you're hairless, it's a little bit, it's not as bad, because if it gets into your fur, it's stuck in there, and that's it. Duke, I got to run because I got to hit the news. All right, we'll come back. I got a ton more here, text and stories about animals killing people and attacking people and stuff. 312-981-7200 for that, and for your request for Wildcard Wednesday. News is next. Wow. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. We're talking about crazy animal encounters and animal stories. And evidently, someone from the 773 area code must have had an experience with a white rabbit. for requesting that on Wild Card Wednesday. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Request whatever song or artist you want, and we'll play it coming back from the commercials for Bumps, as we have a themed Bump Day every day here on WGN. So it's 312-981-7200. So we've got some other stories here from people. Tons of texts are coming in. Let's see. Tracy sent in a text, 312-981-700. It says, I was on Fisherman's Wharf in Monterey, California, one early Sunday morning. I walked out on a long pier, saw some steps down, so I thought I would check it out, and I found a humongous sea lion who did not take kindly to me. He started towards me, and I hightailed it out up those stairs as fast as I could. Yeah, you don't want to mess with a sea lion.
No, they can just sit on you.
They'll kill you.
Hit you with their flipper.
Dominic simply sends a text, Esmeralda, that says, I have been spit on by a llama. I think that might be my favorite text. I love the fact that there's no context to it, like there's no story. I have been spit on by a llama.
I think they just do that.
I think so, too.
Yeah, you don't need any rhyme or reason.
I know, but it's just like, what? Why was he with a llama? I've never been with a llama in my life.
I'm going to say State Fair.
State Fair or something, right? Maybe a petting zoo?
Yeah, I rode on a camel once.
And the
one of those State Fair things.
One of the State Fairs you rode on a camel?
And you just sat on it, really. Didn't really move.
Okay. Was he all drugged up or something? He was at a State Fair.
I mean, they just... They have them like by a leash or whatever, and you just kind of sit on them. You're like, oh, I'm on a camel.
630 area code says, my grandma had a small farm when I was 9. I got a little too close to the mama goose and her babies, and she put her head down and started coming at me. I turned around to run away, and she'd already on me. She bit me on the back of my thigh, and they bite really hard. I had a huge bruise, and my grandpa was laughing his butt off. There's your grandpa sitting there going, you deserve that, boy! Get away from Chucky and her kids. Chucky. It's like they named the geese. My mom grew up on a farm. I don't know if they named some of the animals that would later be killed for food. I don't know if the because I know Orion named I believe Orion named his some of the animals that were eventually used for food on his farm.
I don't think my mom also grew up on a farm. I don't think
she
named any of them.
No, my mom tells stories. Chickens were really mean too, she said, especially like when she was a little girl.
I'm going to disagree.
About
only because
the chickens?
Yeah, because growing up, I got to visit the farm.
Yeah.
And there was little baby chicks. I mean, these were baby chicks.
Well,
and
no, I'm not talking about baby chicks.
I would take care of them and cradle them.
Well, that's a baby chick. Sleep. That's different than like an adult chicken who will peck at you and bust your face.
Yeah, but how do they get at you? They're so fat and just...
I don't
they know. Don't seem like they could hurt you.
Well, yeah.
It's like the equivalent of you stick your arm out and on their head and they'd be like, can't reach me now.
Okay. Now, Dan, you've been conspicuously quiet. Have you had any encounters with animals?
No, I've been pretty encounter-free. I will share my favorite story that involved my good friend Mike Rios, who was biking along a path one time, and there was a deer in the middle. And he had just watched a documentary about natural predators. And so he tried to figure out what would a natural predator to a deer be. So he got off his bike, he popped it up onto one wheel and started roaring like a bear. And the deer did not motion at all. So he tried to be a little bit more aggressive, at which point the deer charged at him and knocked him over.
Wait a minute. I'm still trying to figure this out. Was he on the bike?
He was riding along on a bike path.
No, I know, but did he go up on one wheel?
He just kind of like...
He got off the bike.
He got off the bike and did like a wheelie. And so, to make himself seem big.
Wow. That must have really fooled the deer. I would immediately look and go, that's clearly a bear.
Obviously.
That dude on the bike just transformed in front of my eyes.
That 5 foot two Peruvian guy looks a lot like a bear.
And he got nailed for it. That's funny. Oh man. All right. 313-331 area code says, last week 5 horses broke out of their gate and on my way home from work I hit one and I totaled my car. Oh my God. Oh my God, that's terrible. Wow.
I'm telling you, horses are crazy. I don't like horses either.
Hey!
They have crazy eyes. They always look like something's about to go down, but you don't know what's happening. Like, you just look at them, and they always look really surprised.
Well, when I was a kid, I was an equestrian. And I had the hat and the whip. I'm not kidding.
Will we ever get to see pictures of said?
Oh, no. No. But I took, like, horse riding lessons and stuff, and I competed. I would jump horses and stuff. I'm not kidding. I rode horses. I started riding horses at a real young age.
Well, you should know. They have crazy eyes.
Horses are awesome. I will not.
Why do you think they got along so well?
Wait a minute. What the? Dan's been a little quiet during the show, so he's throwing me under the bus now.
Zing.
Yeah, so Esmeralda, you and I have talked about this. I'm not a big fan of the movie The Ring, but it does have one particular scene in it that completely freaks me out. It has nothing to do with the little girl coming out of the TV. None of that's scary. It has nothing to do with picking up the phone and some dude going, 7 days, and then you end up looking like a mannequin, you know, with your mouth open. None of that stuff scared me, but that scene on the ferry when the horse goes nuts, that is a scary scene.
Yeah, I think there's a shot, too, of its eyeball.
There is. It's a close-up of its crazy eyes. Horses are awesome. You just have to, yeah. I don't know. I'm a huge fan of horses.
Until something spooks them, and then they
No, and I'm not kidding. I've been bucked. I've been thrown by horses. I'm not kidding. I have. And you just got to get right back up on them. Oh, man. All right. Friday morning, by the way, we'll be doing Straight Out of Context, and I'm assuming that one's going to show up.
Probably the part with you holding a whip as well.
Yeah. I'm not kidding, though. I did. I want to say that I can't remember where the stables were that I... It was like... I want to say it was like near Harwood Heights. I am not kidding. I think it was like Norridge or Harwood Heights. If anybody remembers, 312-981-7200, send us a text. There were stables on the north, like in the on the northwest side near the, in the suburbs, on the northwest suburbs, that were within the city.
Or if anyone ever saw little Nick DiGilio
well,
as an equestrian.
Well, no, that would be my parents, and they're not going to call in. They're not going to call in, and that's a direct message to my parents. They are not going to call in. But I'm not, I am seriously not making it up, Esmeralda. Every time I tell people that story, they're like, no, that's not even, because it's so not even remotely, you know, you would expect in my wheelhouse at all. But at a very, very young age, and I'm talking like 6 or 7, I started taking the equipment. My cousin was really into it and was like, well, you should come out. And I did, and I loved it. I loved it. You know, when you, here's the other thing. Like, once you have experience with horses, when you go on what they call horseback riding trails, that's not how you ride a horse. You know what I mean? That's not how you ride a horse.
No,
when you get on a horse and it's a horse, one horse's head is in the other horse's butt, and you're just going clink, clinky, clinky in one line, that's not horseback riding. That is not. If that's the only time you've experienced, if the only time you've ever been on the back of a horse is one of those horse, you know, horse riding trails where the horses are like, yeah, I'm depressed. I got a nose and the horse in front of me's butt. And we're all just going to walk real slow in a line on some stupid trail in Indiana. That's not horseback riding.
Yeah,
man.
I've also ridden a horse at a state fair.
in that regard, or like in a circle,
like, it was just where they sadly tie them up.
Yeah, no, that's not how you ride a horse. I've done real horseback riding. I've been on horses, and I've done the real deal. And it's let me tell you something right now. This is absolutely true. I've been on a horse. I have not been on a horse since my 20s. It's been 25 years, maybe, since I've been on a horse. Easily. Maybe a little bit less than that.
You should do a remote.
No, are you kidding me?
No.
I can't get on a horse now. I can barely walk up the stairs to get to my apartment. But I will tell you this. There is nothing, really nothing quite like being on the back of a horse. A powerful, powerful horse at full gallop. Honest to God, there's really nothing like it. It's the rush is unbelievable. Full sprint. Unbelievable. And sometimes you're like, I'm going to die. And everybody talks about how you have to make the horse know who's boss. And that's absolutely true. Because otherwise the horse will go, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, you're not in charge? Well, you're going to go flying into a tree. It's terrifying and awesome and exhilarating at the same. It's unbelievable. It really is. So, all right, we have to break, and then we'll come back with more stories. Apparently, biker Don is on hold. He's had an encounter with a moose. Jeez. Okay. All right, we got a ton of texts coming in, and more Wild Card Wednesday coming up on WGN.
Soon we'll be 30 years old.
All right.
Songs have been sold. Traveled around the world and we've still
Nick DiGilio here on Wild Card Wednesday, man. And Wild Card Wednesday continues. Derek requested Lucas Graham and his song 7 Years on Wild Card Wednesday. Okay, we've been talking about some crazy animal encounters, and Biker Don apparently had an encounter with a moose. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Nick. About 30 years ago, we were hauling potatoes out of Idaho, coming back here to Jay's Potato Chips. And you have to understand that back then you're getting paid by the hundredweight, so we were running way overweight, you know, to make our money. Stop up in what's called Rowell Pass, Montana, with this guy from New Jersey. It's like 3 in the morning. It's beautiful, peaceful night. Stars are out. We're standing there just taking a break, and he says it's too quiet. I said, what do you mean it's too quiet? It's too quiet, man. He says, I'm not used to this kind of quiet. He jumps on the running board of his truck, starts blowing his air horn. About the third time he blows it, I hear this, out in the woods somewhere. He's like, what in the world is that? I said, I don't know, but whatever it is, it didn't like the horn. Don't do it again. Sure enough, he blows the horn again. Out comes a bull moose, full charge, out of the woods, makes a beeline for his truck, puts his head down, charges, puts the left antler in the door, puts about a 4-inch gash in the door panel.
Oh, my God.
The right antler goes into the fuel tank, puts about a 6-inch gash in the fuel tank, and now he's got diesel fuel running into his eyes, so now he's really unhappy.
Oh, man.
He's shaking his head from side to side. This guy's in the cab of the truck just screaming bloody murder. He finally gets himself loose and takes off into the woods, you know, and we have to shut off the fuel tank so he doesn't, you know, lose the whole tank
right,
of fuel.
Right.
Went by down the road to the truck stop. We get out of the truck. I'm walking alongside him. He says, "Where are you going?" I says, "I wouldn't miss this for all the rice in China. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?"
Yeah.
He put his dispatcher to tell him what happened. I'm 10 feet away, and I hear the dispatcher going, "Your what got shish kebab by a what?"
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Why did he blow the horn a second time?
He's from China. What do you expect?
Oh, man. All right. Okay, Don, thanks, man.
That's
crazy. Have a good one. Wow. Moose busting up a semi. All right, now Frank has the information about the stable I was talking about. Right, Frank?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Nick.
Hi, where was it?
Yeah, there were two of them, and there was a third, but I can't think of the name of the third one. It was down Cumberland, north of Lawrence, I believe, and where Cumberland turns into Pueblo Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Back in those days, and there wasn't much built up around there at the time. It's past, like, Norwood Park. And
yeah.
Well, anyway, there was a Happy Day Stables and Rainbow Stables.
I think Happy Day was the one I went to.
Yeah, and it was right past O'Brien's Coral Lanes. It was a bowling alley with maybe 6 lanes.
Yeah, that's it. That's the place. It was Happy Day. That's where I took my lessons and stuff. That's where I rode.
Yeah, and before I heard you mention that, I had something I was going to call about. It concerns an animal, of course, which is an amphibious animal. But did you hear about the nearsighted turtle that tried to make love to an army helmet?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. Well, Frank, thanks for the info.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. So that was the place. It was Happy Day Stable. That's where I learned all my equestrian arts when I was a kid. All right. Mike says, all of these stories remind me of a caller that you and Gary Lee Wright had on your show. He hit a deer. He thought he killed it, and he put it in his car, and then it woke up. Yeah. Anybody ever see Tommy Boy?
Right. That happens. Yeah.
Tommy Boy. They hit the deer, and they're all – remember when they hit the deer, they get out of the car, and they start crying? They're like, ah. Then they put the deer in the car, and the deer wakes up and tears up the car, like rips it apart. And then after the deer wakes up and they run out of the car screaming, and the deer like rips the car apart. Chris Farley goes, "Oh man, I've seen a lot of things in my life, but that was awesome." After the deer like ripped apart the car and ran off.
Poor deer.
Yeah. Here's Bill on WGN. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, I just want to let you know about when you get sprayed by a skunk. Tomato juice does not work real well. Just kind of makes you smell like you've been sprayed by a skunk that's been drinking Bloody Marys. But if you use peroxide and baking soda and Dawn dishwashing detergent, mix those together. If you do a Google search, it'll tell you how to mix it together.
Uh-huh.
But the Dawn dishwashing detergent, it breaks up the oil that's in the skunk spray. And that really helps. That works good because my dogs got sprayed 3 times.
Ugh.
And the first time we did the tomato juice and we didn't do it right away. You have to do it right away, too. As soon as you get sprayed or they get sprayed, that oil, as soon as it starts to soak in, it's hard to get the smell out. Because the one dog, when he got sprayed the first time, it took probably about 6 months to get the smell out. Every time he got wet, the smell would come back.
Oh, man.
So you do it right away. The Dawn dishwashing detergent breaks up that oil that gets in there. So, and the dog, the third time was the last time he got sprayed because he killed it then and took care of that. But possums, I don't know, I think possums are cute. I have one in the backyard that the dog did injure. And, they look ferocious with their very sharp teeth looking at you and staring and hissing, but I put on some heavy-duty gloves. I picked it up and just put it on the other side of the fence so the dogs couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
Came back the next day, and it was gone there. So, I don't know. I think possums are cute, but when they're wet, they look, they kind of look like drowning rats.
Oh, no. This thing was not cute, Bill. I think you and I have a different definition of what cute is.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're cute in their own kind of way. I mean, they're just, that's how they survive. If they didn't have that ferocious look and that disgusting, when their hair gets wet, everything would attack it. It looks tough.
No, I understand. I know. I just don't want to encounter it. I understand its survival. I understand the techniques it needs to survive. I appreciate that. I absolutely appreciate that. But, no thanks. All right, Bill, thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, peroxide baking soda and Dove dishwashing liquid. Okay. I don't think they had all of those things at the 24-hour gas station I went to when I got sprayed 20 years ago. So, all right, we got a break, and then we got more stories. We got a Blackhawks Express. In the last two games, the Hawks have scored 12 goals. So our Blackhawks Express this morning is once again going to be a half an hour long. All right, we got to take a break on 720 WGN. The news is next. 10 years after, from the 262 area code. Nice request. 10 years after, man. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, Wildcard Wednesday, man. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about crazy animal encounters. Esmeralda, that moose story was a little scary.
Well, they're
big and...
Meese. Is that really actually...
No, I think it's mooses.
Okay. Yeah. What? Mooses?
Yeah. Plural? No, it's just moose.
Right.
It's just moose. Moose.
Okay.
Is singular and plural.
It's like sheep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't say sheeps?
No.
You don't say lambs? Yeah, you say lambs. You don't say lamb, you say lambs.
Yes, but sheep is...
Plural.
Yeah.
And singular.
Correct.
Okay.
And that was your grammar lesson of the day.
Thank you very much. By the way, you sent me a link to a story about what's her face?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus's cats?
Yeah, her cat apparently went crazy on her and just scratched her.
Did she have one of her albums on?
The cat just couldn't take it.
Yeah. So he scratched Miley in the where? In the
she
face?
She had one on the forehead, on her arm, and like on her in her head. Somewhere
in her head.
Yeah, there's just a shot of her hair, and there's blood in her hair.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's terrible.
Her cat got mad.
Does she still have the cat?
I don't know. They don't say. The article I saw, they did not say.
See, I don't. You know, if I lived with Miley Cyrus, I'd probably do that too.
Just as a person.
Just yeah.
Not even an animal.
No, I'd just claw her. All right.
You could probably just leave
the cat. The cat was probably like, put the tongue in your mouth.
Yeah, he's probably...
Put the tongue back in your damn mouth. I'm a cat. I should have my tongue out. Now, here's the thing. Esmeralda and I have a common bond. Many things. You and I get along very well.
Yeah.
But we, and like many people on the internet, one of the most popular things to watch on the internet are cat videos.
Oh, of course, yes.
And Esmeralda and I send each other cat videos all the time. Like my phone will go bling, and I'll look, and there is a message from Esmeralda on the old, instant messaging thing. And inevitably, it's some sort of cat thing, like whether it's a cat meme or a cat gif or a gif or whatever the hell they call them, or a cat video. So yesterday, being the person that I am, whenever I see something involving cats that's hilarious, you're the first person I send it to. So I sent you this video of this cat that runs at boxes, runs himself into a box.
What do they call it? Box monster?
Box monster. And slide across the room on the floor inside a box. He'll run and charge a box, get in the box, and then slide across the room. Any kind of box.
Yeah. Big or small.
Yeah. And he'll try to fit into it and slide across the room. So I send this to Esmeralda thinking, she's going to love this. And she's like, oh, that's Meru. And I'm like, what the hell? Because when you sent me that, I was like, what is she talking? Is she drunk? Was that supposed to be a word she was typing me? And then you sent me a link to like a 5-minute compilation called like the best of Meru, Maru.
The coolest cat
and
ever.
It's the cat from Japan.
Mm-hmm. It's a Scottish fold, I believe.
And
it's enormous.
Okay, now I've never seen, I don't know how being the cat video not aficionado, but admirer that I am, because I just think cat videos are fantastic. I could watch cat videos for 24 hours, and sometimes I do. I had never heard of Meru before.
Yeah, I don't know how you have.
I have no idea.
Old news.
Oh, I know. You educated me on that, and then you sent me the link to this 5-minute compilation, and then I spent the next 45 minutes on YouTube watching all of the Meru compilations. That is the greatest cat ever.
Yeah, that cat. Did you notice the height when it jumps out of the box?
Yeah.
It's insane.
I like the one where he goes into the little garbage can.
Right.
Where, like, he climbs into the garbage
can.
Yeah,
he tries to figure it out. Like, trying to get
and then,
it
like,
in.
Sticks his head out a little bit. It's the best. But thank you for
oh, you're welcome.
For all the Meru. I spent 45 minutes wasting my life watching this cat jump around in boxes and stuff.
Yeah, no problem.
That's how I spend my cultured life.
Yeah, I wish I had that cat.
Oh, that cat rules.
My cat. I mean, speaking of animals and being jerks.
Smokey?
Mine, yeah, no, I just have scratches all over my hands.
Well, it's because it's a cat.
Right.
We all know.
Because she gets mad.
You get home and the cat goes, that's great, you're home. Shut up.
Feed me.
Shut your mouth.
She meows at me and then she runs to the kitchen.
Get the crap out of my litter box. Clean that out so I can fill it up again.
Yeah.
And now enjoy while I urinate all over the blinds. And now feed me and shut your mouth.
Real quick, I have to throw this text out because we're running low on time. 773. I had my sister's cat get its claw stuck in the wire of my braces.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
Does he still have a face? That's what I wonder.
Oh, my God. First of all, how does that happen? Were you just like, I got the cat and I'm going, ha, ha, clink?
I mean, braces are scary things.
Yeah.
When you're in close proximity to things.
That's terrifying. That's terrifying. Wow.
Can you just imagine? Animals in general just cannot, they don't know how to calm down.
No, not in a situation like that,
right.
No. You can't reason with an animal and go, all right, listen, hold on, take it easy.
Let me get your nail out.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to scratch your face
first.
That's
not going to happen. 224 area code says, I woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of flapping wings in the middle of the night. It freaked me out, so I went to the other room to shut the bird into the bedroom. Closed the door. Next morning, I was shocked to see it was a bat.
Oh, gross.
I got my neighbor kid to trap it.
Oh,
yeah. 815 area code. The red-winged blackbirds are a-holes. There is a family of them that they live on the walking route that I used to take. They would swoop down at my head. It sounded like they were going to peck my eyes out. I took off running in a different direction. Talk about angry birds.
Can you imagine? They fly back up to their nest and just laugh and laugh.
That's what they do. Just wait. You see me scare the hell out of that human? 815 area code says, my dog used to love to chase after stray cats until one day he encountered a skunk. After he got sprayed directly into the face, I filled my children's kiddie pool with tomato juice and had to use Dawn in his nose. Then I had to take a bath to get the smell off myself. It was a mess.
Ugh.
847 area code says, the reason for the red-winged blackbirds attacking is because it's their mating season. It starts in February and it goes through August. Jeez. What the hell?
Lots of chances.
I was going to say, they defend very well. Why do they stop in September? I don't understand. September to January, we're not going to have any sex.
Do they fly? Maybe they fly south?
But they come back in February?
No, that's true.
Can I just say, I go running on a prairie path in the burbs, and these red-winged, I have been lunged upon many times by these things. And it's true. It starts like in February, and it never ends. It's like, how long do these birds
Evidently, it's February to August.
As a matter of fact, yesterday I was out there, and I heard them, and they always hang out on the same trees on this prairie path.
You know,
it's in Elmhurst.
It's funny, Mary, I brought the story up just to talk about crazy encounters with animals. And I had no idea. I just like, oh, that's a pretty funny story about a couple people being attacked by some birds.
No.
And it opened up the floodgates, Mayor. People were calling, texting in. Everybody has evidently had encounters with these red-winged birds.
And it's all along this prairie path. And when you run on it, and you get attacked, every time I pass another runner, I go, the birds are out. And they go, okay. And everybody knows. Everybody knows about them. So we pass the info along. It's like, watch out.
You run past, how are the birds today? They're pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go in the street. I avoid them. And I head the other way.
You'd rather be hit by a car than attacked by a bird.
Honestly, God, they scare the crap out of you. It's awful.
I had no idea that this was such a big thing. No idea.
And
wow.
They do. They have red little wings, and they're red-winged blackbirds.
Okay, there they are. 219 area code says, when we were young, we would go to the petting zoo at Brookfield. We were feeding the goats, and my brother ran out of food, and one butted him down. See, goats can be mean.
No, yeah, they're the same. I mean, they eat cans, right? Don't they eat cans?
Julio had one. Julio Fuentes had he had one. Chico.
From what I've seen from TV, they eat cans.
He's a killer. He's a killer. Whenever the goat would get loose and go in and eat some of Fred's mofongo, he'd be like, get that killer out of here. Julio, get Chico and Mofungo and Go-O. 630 area code says, there was also the Flying W stable right off of Northwest Tollway by Cumberland. Carrie says, Nick, I was subjected to the same thing as a kid, horseback riding with the whip and the velvet hat. It's actually a crop, a velvet hat. We went to a place in Norwich off of D Road there several times in the 70s. That's probably the one that I went to. And he said I was subjected to the same thing. It wasn't they didn't subject me to it. I liked it.
You liked wearing the tight little pants and the boots?
I didn't care about that so much. But I really, really enjoyed riding horses. I still would like, well, I can't anymore because I can't even stand. But, you know. But
I'm sure they could figure it out.
But I just want to clear this up. I don't want people to think that I was subjected to something I didn't want to do when I was a kid. I enjoyed it. Was not my idea, actually, you know. And my parents and my uncle or my parents, my aunt and my cousin were like, you know, you should do it. And I'm like, okay. I didn't have any passion. It wasn't like, I love horses at the age of 5. But then when I started doing it, I realized, wow, this is very cool.
Did you have a bunch of posters of horses
in your
room?
No, I didn't have a bunch of posters of horses in my room.
Did you brush your hair and then the horse's hair?
Feed it a salt lick.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm thrilled that I shared this with you. I'm absolutely thrilled. It's a skill that I had, and I still have. No, I didn't brush my hair and then brush my horse. I didn't have a horse. I didn't own a horse. I live near Wrigley Field. Where the hell am I going to put a horse? Under the L tracks
in
next
Wrigley
door?
Field.
At Wrigley. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Around.
Just take the horse to Wrigley. My favorite horse's name was Thunder.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a badass, man. He's the one who bucked me. He's the one who threw me a couple times. Great horse.
Okay.
Don't be... Come on!
All right, whatever.
All right.
It's fine.
Stop it. All right, we have to break. We got weather traffic. We have a Blackhawks Express. Meanwhile, I'm going to fire my producer. And we'll get a new traffic.
Yeah, you know what? You can ride your horse home.
I can ride. All right, that's it. Final word done. Dan has nailed it shut. Okay, let's find out what's going on the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I somehow imagine you now in riding chops, chaps, and
Not chaps. I didn't wear chaps.
I don't know. I sit in the little hat. You
like
know,
I had buttless chaps on or something. I mean, I wasn't one of the village people.
I'm trying to get the vision out of my head.
Okay, all right.
Let's think of happy thoughts. Dogs, ponytails.
Okay.
Coming up on the opening bell.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Have a nice day.
You too. Real quick here, we got a few more texts to wrap up the crazy animal stories. And by the way, I had no idea that this topic was going to blow up like it did, and that so many people had the specific red-winged blackbird stories, including the wonderful Mary Vandeveld, who has almost been killed 10, 12 times by these birds. But there are other stories here as well. John says, I was bitten by dogs twice in my life. In each case, it happened at the exact moment that the owner was telling me, don't worry, he likes to bark, but he doesn't bite.
Oh, no.
You ever been bitten by a dog?
Yeah, by my own dog.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was bitten.
A jerk.
I was bitten by a dog, too. And it was a dog that I knew. It was like a friend's dog.
Yeah.
Attacked me.
Well, they're
just
animals.
Went at me and ripped me apart. I got a scar. Looks like I had my appendix out. The dog caught me on my side and my ankle because I jumped up on the table.
Oh.
Dog went at me, man. German Shepherd went at me.
Wow.
Let's see. 847 area code says, I rode a horse once. He went rogue and started galloping in the opposite direction of the trail. I will never ride a horse again.
See?
Well, yeah. Crazy. You got to know how to control them, man. 708 area code says, forget the rest of them, Nick. My mom owned a horse when I was young, and some of my best memories were at the stables. Yeah. And 773 area code says that every time I go to Lincoln Park Zoo, the lion eyes me like a hawk. Looks like he wants to eat me for dinner. Literally every move I make, he watches.
Wow.
Is there a specific lion?
Usually they're just taking naps.
Yeah, most of the lions, like, in captivity are like, oh, God. They're all depressed.
Yeah, I'm amazed when Lincoln Park Zoo animals aren't just napping in a corner somewhere.
Well, then they would get complaints from people. Right, Dan? The guy from the San Diego Zoo?
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, how come the monkeys aren't juggling? This zoo sucks. Oh, look at the lion. The lion's sleeping. Shouldn't he be running around eating cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe. Antelope is what I meant. Not cantaloupe. Yeah.
You should be on a diet.
This particular lion likes his cantaloupe halved with a little cottage cheese in the middle. That's what the diet of this lion enjoys. He won't eat it unless they put the scoop of cottage cheese in the middle of the cantaloupe.
He's watching his calories.
That's a thing. That's a, from the lions in South Africa. That's what they're known for. The cantaloupe with the cottage cheese in the middle. All right, and then one more real quick one. When we were going to say, hold on. Oh no, I read that one already. Okay, that's it. I read them all. Thank you for all the texts. And there's more coming in. All right, we got a break. The news is coming up next. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes,
all right.
Tomorrow.
It'll be Thursday on WGN.